Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The betrayal of Pakistan's rulers and their embrace of normalization, a prelude to joining the treacherous Abraham Accords and serving the interests of Trump's America and the Jewish entity. Trump's America is now striving to make a, quote, new Middle East that serves American interests in the region, the foremost interest being the ensuring of the security, safety, and expansion of America's forward military base in the Muslim world, embodied in the Jewish entity. It seeks to install the Jewish entity as the dominant power in the region, politically, economically, and ideologically. Despite all this, the agents of Trump's America have rushed to implement this project and serve the interests of their master. This began with the lowly rulers of the Gulf states and Sudan, and following them in this conspiracy now is Pakistan's Chief of Army Staff, Asim Munir, who squandered the victory achieved by the Falcons of the Pakistan Air Force over Pakistan's arch enemy, India. Munir then nominated the butcher of Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran, the U.S. President Donald Trump, for the Nobel Peace Prize. The leader of the Jewish entity was so captivated by the idea that he too nominated Trump for the Nobel Prize for War, not for peace. Now the turn has come to the political agents in Pakistan to pave the way for the implementation of this malicious project. The special assistant to the Prime Minister on Political Affairs, Rana Sanaullah, asserted that Pakistan should follow the position of the Muslim world regarding the Abraham Accords, saying, quote, "If the Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Iran make a decision, and the Arab states directly impacted by this matter make a decision, then Pakistan should go along with it." Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar and Defense Minister Khawaja Asif asserted that Pakistan will not join the agreement, stressing that any recognition of, quote, Israel would contradict its long-standing support for the two-state solution and can only be considered if it serves Pakistan's national interest. Despite the exposed reality of the, quote, Abraham Accords, initiated by the United States in 2020, which paved the way for humiliating and treacherous normalization with the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Bahrain, Oman, and Sudan, including the opening of embassies, signing of trade deals, and cooperation in technology, these rulers detached from this ummah continue to trample upon the pure aqidah of the people of Pakistan and the clear disassociation of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam from the Jews and Christians. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiyan wa la Nasraniyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen." Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian. He was upright, hanif, and Muslim, and he was not of the mushrikeen. Ali Imran 67. Yet these rulers are preparing to join the, quote, Abraham Accords sooner rather than later, claiming they will follow once other regimes in the Muslim world take the lead, such as the British-trained agents of America in the House of Saud, the rulers of Iran, and the hypocrites of Turkey, led by the chief hypocrite Erdogan. In doing so, they choose to be mere blind followers, contrary to the saying of our noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said,
لا تكونوا إمعةً تقولون إن أحسن الناس أحسننا وإن ظلموا ظلمنا ولكن وطنوا أنفسكم إن أحسن الناس أن تحسنوا وإن أساءوا فلا تظلموا.
Do not be imma, blind followers, saying, if people do good, we will do good, and if they do wrong, we will do wrong. Instead, discipline yourselves. So if people do good, and if they do evil, do not do wrong. Tirmidhi. To distort reality and portray defeat as victory, just as they squandered the triumph of the Lions of the Armed Forces over India, conceding Kashmir and turning a blind eye to India's suspension of the Indus Water Treaty, then declaring this a victory for which the Chief of Army Staff was promoted to the rank of Field Marshal, the rulers of Pakistan repeat the same deception. By clinging to the so-called two-state solution, they present this stance as honorable, when in fact this project cements the existence of the Jewish entity on more than 80% of the blessed land of Palestine, and is being marketed to the people as a victory. They are doing just as the huge traitor Yasser Arafat did in the treacherous Oslo Accords, wherein he accepted the Jewish occupation of Blessed Land in exchange for the Jews recognizing a Palestinian state on less than 20% of the Blessed Land. O Muslims in Pakistan, especially you, the valiant among the armed forces, your political rulers and military commanders have openly declared their allegiance to the Jews and Christians. They have become soldiers in the armies of Trump and Netanyahu, having no shame in signing any agreement that serves their masters, even if it means apostasy from Islam and following their new Abrahamic religion and surrendering the first Qibla and the third of the three sacred Masajid and Masjid al-Aqsa. This willful treachery is nothing but the result of their loyalty to the enemies of the Ummah. Even if they speak your language and recite the noble Quran, they are among the hypocrites whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Munafiqun,
وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعَ لِقَوْلِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ فَاحْذَرْهُمْ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ.
When you see them, their appearance impresses you, and when they speak, you listen to their impressive speech. However, they are just like worthless planks of wood leaned against a wall. They think every cry is against them. They are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah condemn them. How can they be deluded from the truth? Surah Al-Munafiqun 4. You must seize their hands, overthrow them, and give your bay'ah of allegiance to a Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided caliph, who rules by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, liberates Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the site of the Isra and Mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and restores the entire Indian subcontinent to the fold of the Ummah under the Raya banner of Tawheed that unifies the 2 billion strong Islamic Ummah beneath it. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.